Yeah, definitely, Chris. Good evening to you and to your listeners. Yeah, the first game of the seasons are always interesting. In fact, I think the first 4 or 5 weeks, you know, that's when you want to get a lot of shock results. And certainly last night, I'm not saying the Harps result was a shock result, because I think, you know, Derry really have had a difficult pre-season, but it's a tremendous start for Finn Harps in the Premier Division.
Well, Sean, you've been involved in the management of several Aircom League or Airtricity League clubs down through the years, and quite often there can be a surprise factor. One of the teams that can come up can get a reasonably good run, and it is important for somebody like Harps to get the points in the bag early.
Very much so, Chris. You know, I remember when I took over the reins at Dundalk, we were newly promoted. We lost the first two games, and right away the pressure was on you. So to get that first win under your belt is tremendous. And I think going back with Sligo Rovers, we had a tremendous start when we got promoted. I think we won 3 out of our first 4 games, and that just carried on for the rest of the season. So it's a terrific start, not just for the management and the players, but for the supporters and the people associated with the club. I think it gives them a bit of hope that they see they can compete at this level, you know.
For Finn Harps and a lot of clubs, getting the fans out, it's a habit. If you get into it early on in the season, you get used to going along on a Friday night, or in Sligo's case, a Saturday night. If you can get a couple of good results early on and you're playing well, you can hook the fans in for most of the season.
Yeah, that's exactly. And last night, I think, what was there, over 4,000 people there, a tremendous crowd, great atmosphere. And I think that's what Harps need. They need to make sure that they can maintain that level of crowd, you know, and okay, they're not going to get 4,000 every week because it's not going to be Derry or Sligo. But, you know, if they can keep a regular core support, they can make that place a fortress, you know. And I was hearing Kenny Shields was maybe giving out a bit about the pitch. And again, that's maybe something that they can use to their advantage.
Yeah. And just to put it in context, it was the biggest crowd at any Airtricity League venue last night. Cork City had just over 4,000 for the game against Bohemians. St. Pat's could only manage to pull in about 1,600 people for their game against Galway. So it shows, as you say, okay, it was a derby game, but Harps can certainly pull the crowds. Looking at tonight, Sean, we're going to see Dundalk in action, and they're going for 3 in a row. And who would really bet against them?
Well, you know, as I say, I think it's really how motivated their players are, and can Stephen Kenny keep that desire and the competition that he's had for the last two seasons. They have a tricky start, you know, away to Bray. That'll not be an easy game, and then obviously the other game is a big game. So they're both Rovers, Sligo at home to Shamrock Rovers, and that'll be another fascinating tussle. But I would like to think that, you know, Dundalk, Shamrock Rovers are probably going to vie for the title. I think Pats, again, like last year, probably a bit too hit and miss. And Derry, certainly, I don't think will be ready to challenge for the title. So probably tonight we're going to see maybe the two teams that will challenge for the league in the long term.
Who knows what's going to happen, but there's a general consensus that Dundalk, Cork, maybe Rovers, they're more than likely going to be the top three battling. Then you sort of a middle section and then the rest scrapping it out. The likes of Sligo and Derry, both of them were in danger of getting relegated at one stage last season. They both came good in the end. But it's a very important season for those two Northwest clubs to actually make some real progress this time around.
Very important, considering if you think of the last sort of 6 or 7 years where they've come from, you know, Derry, regular cup finalists, and Sligo Rovers the same, and winning the league, and both clubs really for the last sort of 2 years have begun to struggle, probably more so Derry, but like this year is a big year for Sligo Rovers. You know, the new manager there, Robertson, has built a brand new squad, brought a lot of players over from England, so good quality and good pedigree in the players that he's brought in. But how quickly will they gel, you know? And it's like, as I said, like we were talking last week, you have to hit the ground running. You're not going to win the league in the first 4 or 5 weeks, but you can certainly, you know, make sure that you're out of it, and you can't get back into it, you know.
Next up for Finn Harps, they have an away trip to Dundalk, and they follow that up with a home game against Shamrock Rovers. It's a very demanding start, but having got the 3 points last night almost puts them into bonus territory and takes a little bit of pressure off for the next two.
Well, Chris, I would have said if they got 4 points from those 4 games, you know, the other one after that, Sligo Rovers, that would have been a tremendous start. So they've got 3 on the board. It's going to give them a great amount of confidence. They can go to Dundalk next week and really probably nobody will expect anything of them. And, you know, this is probably the time to play the top teams before they get into their groove and get their best teams going. And with the euphoria and the excitement around the Harp squad of being new in the Premier Division, I'm really, really hopeful. And last night was a tremendous start. With, as you say, with the crowd, with everything, it's really great for football up in the northwest. And I think Harp's task this year is just simply to avoid the bottom two, avoid that relegation playoff. And you know, they've got to go and match the results of the likes of Longford and Galway and Bray. And if they can do that, then they'll be safe.
Sean Houston went off injured for Finn Harps last night. Barry Malloy went off injured. The strength of your squad is going to be key. But looking at the Harps squad, they've brought in five or six players. There's actually in the region of 30 players listed on the programme. Some of them may not be household names, but Ollie Horgan has shrewdly assembled a squad that has pretty much replacements in every position.
Well, I think that's one thing about Ollie. He obviously knows, you know, the junior football up in this area, and he's gone and he's worked very hard in getting squad together. There's no doubt about it. Look, he needs the likes of the Barry Malloys and the Houstons for their experience, and certainly Barry Malloy would be a player. You know, when I first came into the league as a manager, I think I tried to sign Barry before he went to Drogheda. Tremendous player. His experience would be vital, especially when you're playing away from home. So I hope the injury that he picked up isn't too serious. But, yeah, look, it's a long season, so he's going to need the squad to draw upon. I just probably worry about maybe the strength in depth, you know, when you start going into your second or third choice players, you know, is the quality really there to compete? But we'll only find that out over time, Chris. And as I say, all we can do now is enjoy last night's result and hope that they can get a good performance and a positive result next week.
And finally, Sean, Derry City, this was only their second ever league defeat against Finn Harps. It's quite incredible how good a record they've had against their northwest neighbours down through the years. So having lost last night, it means they really need to pick things up next week. And like Harps, they've a tricky start to the season. And Kenny Shields will be very conscious. We look at Roddy Collins and a few other managers in recent years. City, likewise, can't be playing catch-up from too early on. They need to get points on the board.
No, they can't. And as I say, you know, as you say, they're home to Cork next week, and I think then they're away to Bray, which isn't an easy task at all. They'll be disappointed with last night. You know, I would say all the pressure was on them to get the 3 points. So that's a tough game. And Cork, I thought, you know, were very professional last night, finished the game much stronger than Bohemians and had a comfortable win in the end, even though Bohemians did put it up to them. But yeah, Kenny will be looking to see if he can bounce back next week, but it's not going to be easy, you know. I think Cork, as you say, are going to be there or thereabouts this year, so Kenny could be in for a tough start if he doesn't pick up at least a point next week.
And just one other point, Sean, before I let you go. Galway United beating Pats 3-1 last night. Longford beat Wexford 2-0. Galway and Longford both had been expected to struggle a bit last year. Both came through, both survived. And in some ways, that gives heart to the likes of Finn Harps. The sides who've come up have stayed up there. And then you look at Bray Wanderers, another club, not a big club by any means, but I think this might be their 12th or 13th consecutive season. Now, there was one season that they did stay up because of Cork City having problems off the field. But, you know, if you get up there and you can stay up that first season, you can go and consolidate things.
Yeah, you can look at, you know, Finn Harps are a far bigger club than Bray, you know, you and probably Longford, you know. So I think if they can stay up this year, and that's the secret, as you say, if you can stay up, your budget will probably be increased the next year. You'll maybe be able to attract one or two better quality players into the club. And Bray have done that. They're a very difficult side at home. And Finn Harps this year, if they can pick up enough wins at Finn Park, then they'll be safe. And that's what they've got to do. And as I said earlier, they've got to try and match Galway and Longford. You know, by all accounts, Longford hadn't had a great pre-season. And, you know, I heard tales that they were a bit worried. So that was a good win for them last night. But it was Wexford Youth who I would think would struggle this year. So Harps, as I say, if they're matching what Galway and Longford do, making sure they beat both those teams when they play them and picking up points along the way, then I think they'll be fine. And in terms of the size of the club, you know, they should be a Premier Division club. So fingers crossed that they get the bit of luck that they're going to need. But just avoiding the bottom two this year would be fantastic. And as you say, then they can look to build and become a regular team in the Premier Division.